The members of our U.S. military, without a doubt, have dedication, devotion to duty, and desire to achieve goals. It's just really engraved into them at levels that many can just really imagine. Now, what would happen if those strong characteristics were brought into athletic competition? Well, thanks to the U.S. Army's world-class athlete program, we have the answer to that question. Olympics-level success. Joining us now to share all that the U.S. Army's world-class athlete program offers is a U.S. Army Reserve captain who competes in three-position 50-meter and 10-meter air rifle competition. She qualified as an alternate in the 10-meter air rifle for the 2020 U.S. Olympics team. While not on duty and active duty orders, she serves as signal officer for the 91st Training Division in Denver, Colorado. Captain Sarah Beer, thanks for being here today, Captain.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's really great to be here.
Two links. We have them on our homepage, but I'll give them to you for your ears. ArmyWCAP.com. That's for the world-class athlete program. And to learn more about the U.S. Army Reserves, USAR.Army.mil. And again, we have those at our homepage as well. So give us the foundation of the world-class athlete program, because I think it's the initial priority for someone to understand, both in the service looking to get in to this program as well as the civilian wondering about this program. It's not something that, based on what I was able to read up on, it's not something that you think, oh, I'd love to be an athlete. I think I'll get into this and become an athlete. You kind of have to show up with the goods to just even qualify at the start. And this isn't a dodge to get away from any kind of duty that your service calls for. This is in addition to, as they say, what you signed up for.
That is pretty spot on, actually. So world-class athlete soldiers, they come from all components of the Army. That would include the Army Reserve, also National Guard, and active duty. So they're selected for their ability to perform at the highest level of their sports. So, for example, I joined the Army as a reserve soldier and applied to the program pretty much immediately after my initial schools because I was already on the national shooting team. So I've been shooting since I was about 15 and made the national team in college. And then after graduating and everything, I decided to join the Army, decided to go reserve, and became an officer, went ahead and commissioned. And now I'm here at the World Class Athlete Program. So we get to work towards representing the Army and the United States on the international stage. That's at all kinds of different national and international athletic competitions. So really, it's just probably the most surprising thing, you know, from your listeners is that so many people are just surprised to learn that there are an incredible number of opportunities in the Army Reserve. And, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to train, to compete for the Olympic Games, and that is just one of them.
And it certainly adds to the, if you're in the any branch of the military, honoring our country and service to country is certainly part of your foundation. This just adds to it, because how much more glory can you give a country than to be on that stand at the medals awards, whether it's the Pan Am Games or the Olympics?
Right. That is definitely the goal. You know, last year I was able to represent, you know, the Army World Class Athlete Program in the United States. We have World Championships in Baku, Azerbaijan, and my team was able to win the gold. So that was, you know, just an incredible experience being able to hear the national anthem, you know, on the podium. What you've got other countries next to you, and just. It's a truly emotional experience, but I would say it is an honor because, you know, I'm in the reserve as a signal officer. As you said, I'm at the 91st Training Division in Denver, but then at WCAP, I'm also a platoon leader and a soldier athlete. So a few different hats that I'm wearing, but it's just a great opportunity that the Army has let me focus on this upcoming Olympic Games.
And doing a little reading up about you, you're pretty much carrying on a family tradition that your father had involved himself with.
Yep. My dad was also a rifle shooter. He was also in the Army. He was both active and he was reserve. So he was on the 1984 Olympic team. So growing up, I had a pretty solid understanding of firearms and safety. asked him to take me to the range. Like I said, I was about 15, and I just fell in love with the sport. And since then, was able to, you know, had a nice long journey, made alternate for the 2020 Olympic team, and right now really working to up my game to make the 2024 team.
Talking with Captain Sarah Beard about the U.S. Army's world-class athlete program, armywcap.com. Learn more about the U.S. Army Reserve, usar.army.mil. We have those links on our homepage at issuesandideasradio.com. Talking about upping your game, and as I said, the candidate for the program comes in with skills, but the coaching has had to be pretty intense because you're taking a strong individual in their specific talent and skill, and you need to magnify that, and they need to want to have that magnified.
Exactly. So there's a lot of specialized coaching and support that's provided at WCAP for all of these different sports that we have. I train at the Olympic Training Center, local to Colorado Springs, but I take advantage of a lot of the WCAP resources like strength training, sports medicine, psychology, and nutrition. It's very well-rounded. A lot of people don't realize, you know, everything that really goes into being a, you know, Olympic-level athlete across all of these different sports. So at the same time, one of the huge perks of being with the world-class athlete program and representing them is that you earn the same pay and same benefits that come with being in the Army Reserve. I've used their, you know, the health care, tuition assistance, career-finding programs, VA home loan. So I have this solid support system while I'm training and working towards my goals of making the Olympic team.
For you listening, referencing the making the Olympic team, since 1948, 446 soldiers have represented the U.S. at the Olympics, earning 111 medals in a variety of sports, which WCAP continues that process, David. That just magnifies, when we say elite, that is not an overstating the reality of the situation. And plus, if I understand correctly, too, the soldier athletes go around and serve as ambassadors for the Army. Make connections with students and schools, student athletes. It's a lot more than just, some would think, self-serving for personal glorification. It's a shared experience that these soldier athletes bring other people into.
Absolutely. Like you said, it's all Olympic and Paralympic sports, but each one of those soldier athletes is also supporting the Army's overall mission, and that's in a lot of different ways. So they go on specific recruiting missions. That's very common. Outreach missions, and you know, I've done some where it's just marksmanship coaching to either juniors in the community or going to different units and supporting them as well. So we're able to use our skill set to really support the Army in a, you know, in a total Army sense.
So for someone who's listening that is in the U.S. Army, U.S. Army Reserves, and they're hearing this, maybe they've heard it in passing, and this is the first really prolonged period of time they've heard the program being discussed, and they're thinking, maybe, what do they need to look at within themselves to turn that maybe into a, yeah, I need to go for this?
I think that one of my favorite parts about this, you know, being a part of the Army Reserve is that soldier athletes are stronger because they're part of the larger Army team. And if someone is even, you know, just a tiny bit of them is kind of considering it, it is truly amazing how many different jobs there are. There's over 120 different jobs. So if shooting is not your thing, if the Olympics is not your thing, it is all-encompassing. So they're all part of the same team. And all of those opportunities, plus, you know, the benefits and everything, you can learn more about by visiting usar.army.mil.
Again, we have the link at the homepage. If you want to learn more about the U.S. Army's world-class athlete program, armywcap.com. And for us civilians, when the Olympics come around, when any of the sport competitions come around, when you go to armywcap.com, you'll see the numerous sports that these stellar athletes and our hero soldiers choose to become involved with. It's not something they have to do. They want to do this because they know they can do this, and we can cheer them on with special passion and emotion because they are going well past and beyond the call of duty in representing and glorifying the mission of the U.S. Army, the world-class athlete program, and our nation as a whole. ArmyWCAP.com, USAR.Army.mil to learn more about the U.S. Army Reserves. Captain Sarah Beard, best of luck in your further adventures with the world-class athlete program. Thank you for your service. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris. It was really great being here.